This is the Motivation Go to Bed Better Than Woke Up podcast. I'm your host, Sami Wahbi. Are you ready to take your life and mindset to the next level? Well, comrade, you've come to the right place. I hope you guys enjoyed the last Motivation episode on New Year's resolution. I haven't done this in a month, guys, so please ease on me. This entire episode right now feels like one big tongue twister. I hope you guys enjoyed the last Motivation episode on New Year's resolutions and how to take them from paper to reality so you don't keep rewriting them year after year. If you haven't listened to it, please do take a listen. They're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM, and anywhere online, as well as the SimMotivation.com website, so be sure to check it out there. Today's episode is about the comparison game. It's the game that each and every one of us plays, and yet no one ever wins. Why is that? Well, we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people, causing feelings of envy, inadequacy, unhappiness, and overall dissatisfaction with our own lives. In the age of social media and instant everything, instant information, instant pictures, instant food, instant transportation, instant dating and sex, and instant everything and so-called smartphones, we have not become smarter and more connected. We've actually become rather dumber. Because right now, we no longer compare ourselves to people in our immediate circle, in our family, friends, and the Jonas's next door. But now, with social media, we compare ourselves to people thousands of miles away. And we're not just talking about regular people here. We're talking about celebrities, movie stars, singers, athletes, models, and an insta-perfect, fake, and filtered lifestyle where everyone is happy, eating at the most lavish restaurants, wearing the most elegant clothing, has a hot physique or a partner, traveling to the most exotic places with the best views and the best hotels, and so on. Now, the Jonas's are no longer next door to us or in our neighborhoods. They're all over our Facebook and Instagram feeds and Snapchats and LinkedIn and everything else. The Jonas's are everywhere around us and in every corner of the world. And here's what happens every time we play the comparison game. We all come out losers, and we feel like ones too. Because in the end, no matter how much we try to outdo the people around us, no matter what you compare, wealth, height, looks, cars, you will always find someone who has more than you, is taller than you, who you think is more attractive than you are, who has a nicer car than you, a nicer house, a better something, and what may seem to be a happier, more fulfilling life. And no matter how much you have or what you are, you're always going to find someone who outdo you in some way or another. Now, this is a very depressing picture, isn't it? But it doesn't have to be, and let me explain why. We're so busy trying to live the life of other people, vicariously, instead of focusing on our own self-growth and creating the life that we dream of and deserve to have, the life of abundance and happiness and joy, the life that is our birthright, one where we have fulfillment in every single aspect of our life, happiness and fulfillment in our relationships, physically, mentally, socially, and every single aspect of your life. What I've learned is that every time I feel unhappy, it's usually because I'm comparing myself to something or someone that is or has something that I do not have. Or perhaps I'm comparing myself to a moment in the past or a moment in the future. My mind is jumping to the future because I feel like the present moment, what I'm experiencing right now, is not enough because I could be doing something else that's supposedly better. So all unhappiness is based on comparison. Because what you're essentially telling yourself is that you want to be somewhere else that you're not at the moment, or have something else that you do not have, and that the present moment is not enough for you, and you do not have what it takes to be happy, and therefore you are not enough as a person. It means that you feel that what you're doing at the present moment is not enough for you. And this happens wherever you are. Next time, you know what, after this episode, try to be conscious of all the times you compare something. And it happens in very subtle, subconscious ways. Like you don't even think about it. Let's say you're at your job. For some reason, you feel bored or you don't like where you are. Maybe you don't like your salary, maybe you don't like your boss, maybe you don't like what you're doing. There's always a comparison behind the scenes that's happening here. What is that comparison? I could be at a better job. I'm comparing myself to this hypothetical idea in the future that may or may not happen, and using this as the basis of my unhappiness. Maybe you're stuck in traffic. Why am I stuck in traffic? Look at all the people around me. Look at all those cars. Look at that idiot in the back honking and unable to drive. I wonder who gave him a license. Probably someone who's a bigger idiot than he is, who can't drive properly. Because I could be doing something else. I'm wasting time in traffic because the present moment is not enough. I'm comparing it to a moment where I could be doing something else. Or you're waiting in line at the grocery store, at the doctor's office. Let's say you're waiting in line at the grocery store, okay? You look at the, what is that little thing where you put the goods that you're trying to buy on, where the clerk scans them. I forget what it's called. But anyway, you see the person in front of you buying stuff that you feel are above your budget. Like, they're beyond your budget. They're a bit too expensive, so you can't afford them at the present moment. And that makes you feel like something is lacking. Like, you do not have the financial resources to get that thing, which means that you are not enough, and that leaves you feeling insufficient. Or you're at the doctor's office, you're waiting in line, and your mind starts jumping around. I'm waiting here, I'm wasting my time, I could be doing this, I could be out with my friend, I could be at the gym, I could be something doing something else. Instead of using that moment and staying present and just realizing that that moment is enough to be happy. Okay, if you're bored, you can just pull out your headphones and like listen to some motivation podcast or listen to an audiobook or some music perhaps. There's always a way to make the present moment enough. What you're essentially saying to yourself in these situations is, I'm unworthy because I don't have what that other person has. I don't have the bigger car. I don't have the nicer car. I don't have the hotter chick, whatever. And then we base our comparison on appearances alone without knowing anything, and I mean anything, internally about what that other person's feeling, and we end up equating satisfaction and our own happiness with having what's so-called bigger or better. Let's break down comparison, because once you're able to break something down and understand it, it goes away faster and you find a solution. Anytime you compare yourself to someone else, here's what's happening in a nutshell. Essentially, you're comparing yourself to fantasy. Let that sink in. A fantasy. It's not real. You're putting something or someone else on a pedestal above you as you struggle to reach it on your toes, and you end up stumbling and falling flat on your sad, unhappy, scowling, dissatisfied, ungrateful, pissy, whiny face, because you're comparing yourself to someone's life highlights without seeing what's happening behind the scenes or what it took to get them to where they are right now. And as you guys know, I'm a huge Grant Cardone fan. And actually what inspired this episode is a video of Grant Cardone's that you can find on YouTube. It's called, I believe it's something along the lines of the comparison game. So type in Grant Cardone comparison game on YouTube. And this is a small audio segment that I listen to. And I think Grant makes a terrific point. Many terrific points, as a matter of fact. So let's take a look at what Uncle G has to say on the topic. Actually, the video is called Why Competition is a Loser's Game. And now let's take a look at what Grant has to say. Now, bear in mind, he's at an airport, so you're going to hear a lot of jets in the background, a lot of noise. But I hope you're able to hear the main idea of what he's trying to say.
Hey, big heads up, okay? I'm leaving. What airport are we at? Atlantic Aviation in Vegas, okay? I'm going to walk you out here. I'm going to tell you a really, really important lesson. Do not try the competition thing. It's overrated and it doesn't work. And I'm going to prove it to you right here in a second. Okay? This is a private, what's called an FBO. Everybody that flies in here owns their own aircraft. You don't want to try to be the biggest jet. Okay? You don't want to try to be the most money. You don't want to try to be the like the best of the best. There'll always be somebody faster and stronger and richer. Okay? Don't play the game. Oh, I got to be number one. What does that even mean, man? I got to be the biggest. What does that even mean? I got to have the biggest car, the biggest watch, the hottest chick. What does that mean? It's a game you cannot win at, okay? You will get your brains handed to you. I'm going to show you what I mean right here in a second. That plane right there. That's a little Learjet right there. I think it's a little Lear or Phenom. I don't have all my jets right. Okay? I don't know. You can buy that plane for about 800 grand. Right next to it. Little bigger. Look what's rolling up right here, little Challenger. We got a little Gulfstream 4 right there. That sleeps 13. Don't try to play the game. I'm the biggest dick. That's stupid. It's a stupid game, okay? It's a loser's game, man. I'm going to show you some equipment out here because anybody, like here's the little Phenom 100. That plane's about $5 million. Great plane. Faster, fast, so fast. Seats 7 people, okay? Maybe $4 or $5 million. Great plane, great starter plane. But look at this. See that right out there? That's a 20 passenger jet right there. Okay, now notice what's right next to it, John. Okay, that's a 727 that a hotel owns. If you try to play that game, the competition game, I'm the strongest, I'm the best, you lose that game. You gotta find what you need in life. What's enough for you? You guys gotta define that. I can't define it for you. Most people are coming up short on that game, but there's a lot of other people that are making the mistake when they get in the game and they start playing, they gotta keep reaching, not because they need it, but because their ego is like, oh, I gotta be the biggest dick. And you know what? You are a dick. You're gonna turn into a dick like that. A hotel owns that. That plane's probably $200 million back there. The point is, don't play, I gotta be the strongest, because sooner or later you won't be. A guy told me once, he was flying into New York, he landed his plane, he's like, man, I thought I was hot shit until I hit this freaking airport in Teterboro. I said, dude, why don't you still feel like hot shit? Because my plane's smaller than their planes. I'm like, shame on you, bro, for playing a game you can't win at.
Shame on you, bro, for playing a game you cannot win at. Now, Grant makes some amazing points in this video segment. And bear in mind, this is one of the richest and what I think is one of the most successful people on the planet, Grant Cardone. If you're not familiar with who he is, check him out on YouTube. He's written some amazing books. Some of them are called, among them, Be Obsessed or Be Average, Sell or Be Sold, or the one that he's most known for is called The 10X Rule. I think it's called, How to Get Anything You Want in Your Life. The basic idea is if you have a goal that you want to reach, you set that goal times 10 because it requires 10 times the effort and activity and decision making to get to that goal. And that way you will always reach it no matter what. It is an absolutely amazing book and I really, really recommend it. Now here's what's also happening anytime you compare yourself to somebody else. You make yourself feel like you're not enough because you do not have something or you are not something. You make yourself feel like you're not enough, not the other person. And the thing is, even when you do get that thing or become what you're striving for, you'll always find something or someone else to compare yourself to, and the cycle of dissatisfaction continues yet again. Something that Grant referred to in the video, and you can find the full video online. It's called Why Competition is a Loser's Game. Now here's the third thing that happens. If you compare yourself for the sake of comparing, then you do not get really far. You just go into the self-detrimental habit of feeling like you're not enough, and you end up measuring your self-worth through someone else's life, their position, their character, their appearance, and so on. Now, here's something that I'd like to clarify. I'm not saying all comparison is bad comparison. In fact, comparison can be extremely beneficial, but it depends on how you utilize it. So comparison can either harm you, or you can use it as a tool towards something that you strive for. You use comparison as a motivational tool, as opposed to a self-detrimental source of jealousy that keeps you stuck and sour about life and other people and what you don't have. How you choose to use comparison will determine whether it builds you up or brings you down. It's like a knife. Now, you can use a knife to make salad, which I think is something very useful, or you can do something stupid and end up in jail. The intention here makes all the difference. Now, if my intention is to compare and put something or somebody on a pedestal and make myself feel worthless and it stops at that, then obviously it serves no purpose beyond making me feel bad about myself. But if my intention is to improve myself or my situation and use comparison as a way to motivate myself by being inspired by others and what they have or they have accomplished, then that makes a massive difference. What can I learn from this person? If I find somebody that has something I don't have, then I should feel inspired by that person and go up to them and ask, how can I learn from you? Maybe I should go up to that person and ask them for advice. How did you get that position? How did you get that level of success? How did you get that body, that confidence, those social skills, that girl, those abs, those biceps? And how can I learn from you? Can you teach me? And what you're going to discover, like I said in the episode on money management in The Richest Man of Babylon, which, by the way, I've been hearing some really good feedback on from a lot of the listeners. It's a book on how to manage your money, and I basically summarized it in about 25 minutes, and it's very, very valuable. It's set in ancient Babylon, and it's basically how do I explain this? So it's lessons on money management in the form of a story that takes place in ancient Babylon. So be sure to check out that episode. It's really interesting. And what I say in that episode is that you should always go to people. If you want a specific outcome or something in your life, go to people who already have that and ask them how they got it, because they're the best source of information. If you want to get a killer six-pack abs/body, then you go to somebody who already has a type of body. You don't go to the couch potato. If you want to become better with girls or relationships, you go to somebody who's good with girls or somebody who has a loving and harmonious relationship that you would like to emulate. If you want to make money and have a successful business, you go to somebody who already has money and ask them how they got to where they are and how they run that business so successfully. Ask people for advice. And you'll be surprised, especially the people who you think are so much better than you are or have something you don't have. Ask them how they got what they wanted, and you'll be surprised at how willing they are to help you. So don't use other people as a yardstick to measure your life or as a way to decide whether you are worth something or whether you should be happy or not. In fact, the basis of this motivation podcast is to go to bed better than you woke up. Meaning that the only valid measure of comparison that will actually help you reach your goals is yourself. Sure, it could be a combination of other people, using other people's achievements to inspire you and have them as a source of information and knowledge and maybe mentorship. I really recommend that. But at the end of the day, it's all about you. You should be your own yardstick. As I say every single time, like even when the episode begins, the point of this podcast is to go to better than you woke up. So before going to bed each night, you ask yourself a few questions. How am I right now compared to the person who woke up this morning? Did I give my all today? Did I give my all at school, at university? Did I learn all that I could today? Did I ask all the questions that I could have asked? What about my job? Did I give it 150% to myself? Or was I lazy and browsing social media the whole time? At the gym, did I quit my workout halfway through because I got tired, or did I persevere and push through? In my relationships, how did I treat the person I'm with? What about my friends? What about my family? Did I treat them well? Am I in a fulfilling relationships? And am I better now than how I was when I woke up? Today, did I make choices and decisions that made me a better person? So, if there are two things that you can take away from today's episode on why comparison is a losing game, it's this. If you choose to compare yourself to other people, use comparison as a tool for self-growth, as opposed to a source of jealousy. A tool for self-growth that moves you closer to your goals and the person that you want to be. Ask the people that you compare yourself to, how did they get to where they are? Don't just stop at feeling like you're not enough or your life is lacking in some way. Ask questions on how you too can be great. And the second thing you take away from today's episode, to summarize, the important thing here is to make consistent progress every single day by improving yourself. One of a recent movie that I watched, actually, there's a very fascinating quote from the movie. I can't recall the name of the movie, but I think it was with Samuel Jackson. And in the movie, he says, "Progress, not perfection." So that means making decisions each day to help you grow as a person. You're not aiming to be perfect, because perfect doesn't exist. Perfect is, I don't know what it is. Everybody has a different definition of the word, what that is. But I think progress is more important than perfection. So make decisions today that help you grow as a person. Today, make decisions that make you a better person in every sense of the word. Physically, spiritually, mentally, and socially. So that when you go to bed that evening, you carpe diem the day. And this was the Some Motivation Go to Bed Better Than Woke Up podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And if you'd like to get in touch, you may do so through Facebook. Just search for the Facebook page at the Some Motivation podcast. Or you can find me on Instagram at SammyYB. That's at SamiWehbee. B. Anyway, all the lame jokes aside, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And remember, go to bed better than you woke up. And I will see you on next time's episode. Did it stop recording? Okay, I think it did. No, still recording? Okay, I'm gonna pause it now.